Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Boy, howdy, are we having a decade, too. Folks, it's we continue to live in interesting times. Paul Mirsky is EVP of policy and analysis at the Independent Community Bankers of America, congressional relations and strategy, I should say, for the Independent Community Bankers, ICBA.org, organization I encourage you to talk to check on and stay close to community bankers for a long time. Paul, we continue to live the Chinese curse, don't we?
Well, unfortunately, but hopefully in a few weeks this will start to subside and hopefully people will get back to normal.
What do you think? What kind of a scenario are you envisioning over the next, say, the next 6 months?
Well, what I'm hoping for is that the virus subsides and then people can get quickly back to normal. If you know, were sheltering inside and you didn't buy a car because of that, you're going to go out and buy a car or do all the economic activity that you've been putting off.
So I bet there are going to be some car deals too. What do you think? I bet there are going to be some car deals you won't be able to pass up.
Well, I would imagine so, yes. So, everything has to, start up again and restaurants open, people traveling. So that's the key. The most important thing is to, beat the virus first, and then I think the economy itself will take care of itself. People will have pent-up demand, really want to get out and do things after being sheltered inside for so long.
Well, that's the thing about this. This isn't like 2008 where we had a financial structural failure that had to heal over a period of time. This is not like that. This is a medical emergency that's caused our economy to pause. And when we take the pause button off, there was just too much dynamism before this happened for us not to be able to recover quickly. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a good point because the economy was very robust and solid, fundamentally strong on every level, on literally every level.
Yes.
Even banks have very strong capital position. So as soon as the health crisis is over, I think the economy can come back very quickly to normal again.
And from your congressional relations standpoint, one of the points I made is in the piece I wrote last week is that the $350 billion is probably not going to be enough for Main Street. And you were pointing out, and I'd like you to comment on that now, that they're going to keep it coming, right?
Well, they're going to first wait to see the rollout of this $2.2 trillion. Most of it hasn't even been rolled out yet.
Right.
Keep in mind that there's $290 billion in rebate checks that haven't even gone out yet.
Mm-hmm.
$1,200 per person, $3,400 for a family of four. I think that will be helpful. There's another $260 billion in additional unemployment benefits that is just starting to flow out.
So, and that'll go to the giggers, to the Uber drivers and the independent contractors. That's unprecedented, isn't it, Paul?
Absolutely. An extra $600 per week added to the unemployment benefits. So to keep a lot of those people whole, keep them paying their rent, keep them paying their mortgages, their utilities until the economy snaps back.
Well, and this is so important for not just for the economy, but for America, Paul, because one of the things I've been pointing out here on Main Street, when a business collapses, a family collapses. What do you think?
While it's a symbiotic relationship, the community banks depend on the viability of their community and vice versa. So if the small businesses do well, if the local economy does well, the community bank does well, and the community bank is there to provide the capital and credit for that local community. That's really the lifeblood of small businesses and job creation.
And folks, I you know how I feel about community banks. I know a lot of organizations that that are the peers of ICBA, and frankly, they don't have any peers. They're the best. They're in a category of one, the work that they do for their members and ultimately for you. Paul, I admire the work you guys are doing. Keep up the good work and come back soon. Paul Mirsky, ladies and gentlemen, with the ICBA. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingham, reminding you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingham. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.